Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we can all agree the secret to happiness is exploiting your children to make you rich.
What?
It's no. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Where did that come from?
I mean,
I didn't see it happening.
If
all.
Your child is over 3 months old and you haven't already reserved their Instagram or Snapchat handle, are you a bad parent?
I think so. Oh, yeah.
I do not have handles for either of my kids.
Well, science says yes.
What?
You are unfit to raise children.
Oh, somebody call CBS on Brooke.
Yeah, don't get mad at me. Get mad at science. Science also says the name you give your kid could help determine if they'll be famous online one day.
Oh, which is the only thing you want for your kids? Oh my, I don't want them to be famous. That sounds like a terrible
thing. That's selfish.
You want them to fail.
I don't want them to rely on other people's opinions for their self-confidence, but okay, let's continue.
The reason I bring this up is because a new study just figured out which names are most common for influencers right now.
Okay.
This is based on Instagram users who have an average of 1.1 million followers.
Okay, show me Kylie.
The five most common names of female influencers are Hannah, Chloe, Sophie, Sarah, and Rebecca.
So they're basic.
Sarah is a surprise appearance for me.
Really?
Yeah, Sarah's always
a lot of Sarah's very innocent.
Just a plain name.
Yeah.
You know, very simple.
I could
definitely see it. Like, yep. There's another post from Sarah posing with a Kraft cocktail on a boat. She's definitely not borrowing it just to take this picture, I'm sure. I'm sure she owns that boat.
Yeah, totally.
The five most common names of male influencers are Jamie, Jack, Eric, James, and Wayne.
Boring. I thought
Wayne
was going to be crazy.
Who knows? I don't know a Wayne.
I have a Wayne friend who lives in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Brooke, you know, after reading this from now on, I think I'm going to call your son Wayne.
Because
that's not his name.
I want him to be successful.
I do not approve of a name change.
If you want him to succeed in life, I encourage you to follow along, okay?
Wayne was not on our baby list.
If you're listening at home, I believe in you, Wayne. All right, even though your mom doesn't.
Now, support you.
Listen to mommy get electrocuted for her job, okay? Because it is time for the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what you'd like to hear. Jose's drawing a name out because he had the shot caller last. And who'd you get, Jose?
Brooke Puddin'Foot Fox.
Puddin'Foot.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Hey, you gonna finish that pudding on your foot?
All right. Brooke's putting on the shot caller. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shot caller question of the day.
The experts at Food & Wine magazine came out with a list of foods that should be stored in your fridge and a list of foods that should be stored in your pantry.
All right, give it to me.
Their recommendations are not necessarily health or safety related, but for flavor, freshness, and longevity. Today, you'll be given 5 different foods.
Okay.
With 30 seconds to discuss fridge or pantry for each one. And at any point, if you feel you're stuck and need help, you will have one IA, an instant answer.
Ooh.
Make sure you tell me before we move on. Are you ready to begin?
Oh, I am ready. Give me my first food,
Jake. First food, maple syrup, fridge, or pantry?
Oh, that's interesting. I store mine in the fridge, but I don't know why.
Oh, why would you?
My whole syrup, yeah, my mom does that too. She's had my whole life. That was weird.
No, it goes in the pantry. You don't have to.
I store mine in the pantry.
Syrup
you
does not
put
go
yours
bad.
In the pantry.
Yeah, cold maple syrup is weird.
But do you use 100% maple? Or do
yeah,
you use...
I get the expensive bottle.
Oh, you Me guys too. Are rich. No, listen. He said these aren't about do they have to go
it's
in.
It's the flavor.
The flavor and texture. If it's cold maple, it's going to be gooey and come out
It's a good
too
point.
Thick.
Okay, I'm going to go. Yeah. I got to change it. I'm going to go pantry. I'm going to pull mine out today.
Yeah.
Get that out of the fridge.
IHOP, they serve you warm maple syrup.
There you go.
Not cold
maple syrup. That's a good point,
all right.
too.
Moving on. Mustard, fridge, or pantry?
Oh, my God. Why do I put everything in the fridge?
I put it in the fridge.
Everyone puts that in the fridge.
You don't have to, but
when you get a hot dog out in the wild,
yep.
that
wild.
Mustard, I'm just saying, it's sitting
pump.
On the counter. It's mm-hmm. it's room temperature.
Yeah. Right
I know.
There.
When I eat my morning bowl of mustard, I like it cold.
I love Ew. Mustard, but I'm imagining like Germans and mustard, and when I go to like a German place and get a big
sure.
pretzel, that is a warm mustard situation.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going pantry.
You're right, Brooke.
Oh my God, I gotta rearrange my entire fridge when I get home.
Hey, we're good at this though.
Moving on. Herbs like cilantro, dill, or parsley, fridge or pantry.
Fridge all
so
day.
The thing about what he said was longevity.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And I like to take my fresh herbs and put them in a glass of water and then stick them in the fridge.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. They
wow.
stay fresh way longer.
Look at you, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I like to I turn on my misters at home, so it's just like at the grocery store. I just mist my kitchen for a while.
I'm gonna go fridge on herbs since I don't have a mister.
Yeah.
You gotta get one, it's worth it.
Moving on. Melon, fridge, or pantry.
We're talking like cantaloupe melon, right?
Any melon.
Yeah.
Just
I'm gonna go definitely for taste, I'm gonna go pantry.
Finally, tomatoes.
Oh.
Fridge or pantry.
Oh, I don't even need it. It's definitely
wow.
pantry.
We didn't
Whoa.
Use your IA.
I'm sorry.
Too late.
But
too late.
If you put your tomatoes in the fridge, you are ruining your tomatoes.
Uh-oh. Whoa. I didn't know
they
that.
They get all grind like sand. Done.
I gave you a list of 5 foods and asked you to identify which foods Food & Wine magazine experts say you should store in the fridge and which ones should be stored in the pantry.
God, I should have used my AI on mustard.
Let's, it's IA.
Get
IA.
Right.
Whatever.
Intelligence.
Let's start with herbs. Herbs, you said fridge.
Yes.
And the people at Food & Wine magazine said fridge as
yeah,
well.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
In
that
a jar with a little bit of water is the best way to keep herbs
what?
Fresh.
Oh,
look
that is
you.
A thing. Look at you, pro tip.
Moving down the list. For melon, you said pantry, and the experts at Food & Wine magazine said pantry as well.
Right.
The flavor is the best at room temperature.
Interesting.
Wow,
you were very,
that.
Very confident like in tomatoes, and you said pantry.
Yes.
And they as well said those belong in the pantry.
Yes.
The fridge makes
go.
Them
Whoa.
Dull and mealy.
Yeah, mealy. That's the word I was
Don't
looking
even
for.
Don't even
twice.
Mealy.
Yes. Stay away from those mealy tomatoes.
Maple syrup and mustard left. Maple syrup, you said pantry, and the experts at Food & Wine magazine said that belongs in the fridge. If stored at room temperature,
it.
It'll grow mold on the surface eventually.
But that's flavor.
Look at, like the
Jeffrey's having moldy waffles over there.
I do, and I love them, so
Finally,
I'm not changing.
Mustard, you said pantry, and they also said fridge.
Oh,
mustard loses its pungency in the pantry.
So I'm actually storing those two right.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Hey, all interesting. Right.
I mean, my life is correct. My answers were wrong, but whatever.
I guess when you're at a ballpark, they probably refrigerate it, and then they bring it out.
No, they just don't care about flavor.
So we didn't get them all right, and that means you're going to get shocked, and somebody wants to hear you sing Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Okay. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Something
grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo!
I don't know!
Turn off the flights and lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock like Micah Vandal. Light up the stage and wax the lights like a tail!
Wow.
She like panicked.
Yeah, I know. She actually has respect for Vanilla Ice after that.
Yeah.
That was hard to do. It's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.